Hilchos Melicha, Shir 3. This shir will discuss the actual salting process. So the first halacha is Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel will discuss which salt to use, thick salt or thin salt. So this sif is based on the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, Ravdimi malach lei b'milcha galnisa u'manafetz lei. Ravdimi salted meat with thick salt and then shook the salt off. So now the question is, what is Ravdimi coming to teach us? So we find in the Rishonim three ways to explain Ravdimi. The Rambam holds that Ravdimi's chiddush is that one should salt with thick salt, but not with thin salt. The problem with thin salt is that it dissolves and gets absorbed into the meat and will not take out blood. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Rosh holds that Rav Dimi is telling us that not only can thin salt be used, we can even use thick salt. Even though the thick salt does not spread on the meat as well as thin salt, it still could be used. And Rav Dimi says if thick salt is used, you have to shake it off. That's the Rosh. The Rashba brings the Rambam and asks, according to the Rambam, what's Rav Dimi teaching us? Certainly they knew how to salt before Rav Dimi came around. So what do people do until then? Obviously, if you have to salt with thick salt, people used thick salt till then. So what's Rav Dimi teaching us? So the Rashba says that the Chiddush is that until then, people would use thin salt, which can be used, and then they would wash off the meat in a kli menukav, in a kli that had holes. They would not wash the meat in a kli she'ena menukav, in a utensil that did not have holes, because the water would cause the blood to stop coming out, and then the salt would absorb the dam on the surface into the meat. So Rav Dimi comes and tells us that there's another option. You do not have to wash it off in a kli with holes. You can even wash it off in a kli without holes. If you use thick salt, you can just shake off the salt and then put it directly into the kli she'ena menukav. Those are the three ways to learn the Gemara. Then the Beis Yosef brings Rabbeinu Yerucham, that Rabbeinu Yerucham explains the Rambam that when he says that you cannot use thin salt, he means daka min hadaka, very thin salt, as thin as flour, which is even thinner than our table salt. Those are the opinions of the Rishonim. So now let's see the Mechaber inside. The Mechaber says, lo yimlach b'melach dako kekemach. One should not salt with thin salt as thin as flour. This is like the way that Rabbeinu Yerucham learns the Rambam. V'loi b'melach gasa b'yoser. You should also not use very thick salt. Shenefeles me'al habasar elech b'elech. Thick salt will fall off the meat, and therefore you should use in-between salt, not as thin as flour, and not very thick. The salt that they use nowadays is a little bit thicker than regular table salt. The Rama says, v'im ein loy melech achar rak melech dak kekemach. If you only have salt that's as thin as flour, mutam l'achvoy, you may use it for salting. On this, the Pisca Tshuva adds that if you do use thin salt, you should make sure to use a lot of salt. That should be a thickness to the salt. If you only sprinkle on a little salt, it will get absorbed and won't do the job. Therefore, if you use thin salt, you have to make sure to use a lot, that there is a thickness to the salt. So then the Shach in Sif Katan Yud Zayin says, the reason you can't use thin salt is, like we explained, it will get absorbed into the meat. But b'di'evid, any salt that you used is good enough. Then the Shach says in Sif Katan Yud Ches, that if all you have is thick salt, you should go and break it up into smaller salt. That's why the Rama only tells us that you can use thin salt. But thick salt, since you could break it up, he doesn't have to tell you that. And this, the Prima Gaudim says, that if you have thick salt and you have no way of breaking it up, it still could be used. Now, what would be in a case where all I have is thin salt and thick salt, which I cannot break up? So over here we see from the Teres Chatos that it's better to use thin salt. We see that Rama is more worried that the salt will fall off the meat than the thin salt being absorbed into the meat. According to what we said from the Piskei Tshuva, it's certainly understandable that I can use a lot of salt, and therefore, once I use a lot of salt, it won't all get absorbed into the meat. The Taz adds one more thing from the Mashal, that you should not put the meat, before it's washed and salted, onto a place that's not designated for the meat. Because if I put it on a regular table, since there might be some salt on the table, since the meat was not yet washed, this salt will absorb into the meat the dam be'ein and after the meat. The Prima Gaudim says that b'di'evet, if I did put it on a table that had a little salt on it, it's mutter because there certainly will be shishim and the piece of meat against the little bit of blood that gets absorbed. The Taz also learns from the Mashal that one should not put salt in a place where you're going to put the meat before it's washed. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet teaches us how much of the chicken must be salted and how much salt must be used. So this is based on the Gemara in Chulin that we brought previously. Shmuel says the meat must be salted yofe yofe. So the question is why the Shmuel says the word yofe twice. So the Mordechai brings Rabbeinu Tam, the yofe yofe means you have to salt it a lot. How much is a lot? It has to be salted enough that the meat cannot be eaten because of the salt on it. Another explanation of yofe yofe is brought in the Ran, that you have to do harbi malichos. Mashma mishnei tzadim. You have to do a lot of salting, which means you have to salt it from on both sides. Another source for salting on both sides is the Gemara in Menachos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph towards the bottom. The pasuk says, "B'melach timlach by kochim by karbonos that are brought on the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash." The pasuk says that it has to be salted before it's brought on the mizbeach. So the pasuk says, "B'melach timlach." It says the word "b'melach" twice, "b'melach timlach." So the Gemara says, "What does timlach teach you? What does the extra word teach you?" So the Gemara says, "Amar Ravashi yachol yitin boi tam kabina." I might think that you could just put a little bit of salt, enough that you're able to realize that there's salt on the meat. Talmud leimer timlach. Therefore, the pasuk says timlach. Yeah, an extra salting. Keitzad, who oisa? What does he do? Mevi ha'aver. Ben noisen alav melach. You bring the limb that's being brought on the mizbeach. You put on it salt. V'chayzer v'chayvchay. You turn it over. And you put salt on the other side, umaleo, and then you bring it up to the mizbeach. Amar Abaye v'chein l'gdeira. Abaye says that the same is for salting in order to cook it. Okay, we'll see that v'chein l'gdeira, we'll see in future shiurim, that v'chein l'gdeira, there's other girsas that say v'chein l'tzli, we'll see this in future shiurim. But in all according to our girsa and the Gemara, v'chein l'gdeira means that salting in order to cook it. And we see that salting, in order to cook it, needs both sides. So the Rashba says that this is only l'chadchila. But with the Eved, you only have to do one side. So although the Torah brings a machlokes between the Rashba and the Rosh, the Beis Yosef says that both the Rosh and the Rashba agree that l'chadchila should salt it on both sides, and with the Eved, you could salt it even on one side. But the Eved, if it's salted even on one side, it's mutter. And everyone agrees that you have to put on enough salt that it's eno nechal machmas molchai, that it cannot be eaten because of the salt on it. So now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Yefazu alav melach shelo yishayar b'imokam mibali melach. You have to spread out salt on the meat enough that there shouldn't be any place without salt. V'yimlach kadei shelo yehei roi leochal moisem melach. There has to be enough salt that the meat cannot be eaten with this salt on it. You do not have to put more salt in this. Meaning to say that you do not have to make a big pile of salt on the meat. So the Mechaber continues, you have to salt on both sides. And chickens must be salted, chickens and birds must be salted even inside. If you only salted it either on the inside or on the outside, or if you only salted it on the inside or the outside, or a piece that was only salted on one side is mutter. So let's see first the Taz and Shach. Taz Yud Gimel says, "Ba'ifis tzorach, the chickens need to be salted even on the inside. Hu hadin kol dover shu cholol, the same thing applies to anything that's hollow. Ken kosev isra v'hata orach. This is what the Isra v'hata orach writes. Val ken yesh li zoher b'shoshim esaknin reya. One should be careful when one is preparing the lungs al yedei malicha through salting. Tzorach liftoyach koydam malicha esakneknes sheba. One must cut open the knoknos, which presumably are the bronchial tubes. This is because there's air in the tubes, and it would be considered like salting on one side. However, the Mishpat of Zav brings the Michas Yaakov that holds that since the tubes are not exposed to the ear, the outside ear, therefore we do not have to cut it open, and if it's completely covered on the outside, it's considered as if it's salted on both sides. Bimagodim continues that the Rivash also held that the lungs must be opened up. However, the reason is because there's dam ba'ein in the tubes. But in other cases, the way there would be some spaces in the meat that are not exposed to the ear, these would not have to be cut open. However, something that is exposed to the ear, for example, chickens, that you take out the intestines, so now it's exposed to the ear, the chickens would have to be salted on the inside. So the Taz continues, V'yesh oisrim, b'beis Yosef hevi b'shem ha-Mordechai, maise lefnei Rabbeinu Yuda, shemolach roish keves mibachutz v'loi mibafnim. The Beis Yosef brings from the Mordechai a case that happened in front of Rabbeinu Yehuda, that a head of a sheep was salted on the outside and not the inside, v'hoiro sheloi l'molcha pam shnia v'loi yevashlena. Presumably it was already washed, and therefore he paskened that you cannot salt it a second time, and you cannot cook it. Therefore you'd have to roast it. So the Taz explains, what's the case? Nearly pashut dezem mayri shekvar chotach harosh l'shnayim. We have to be talking about a case where the head was cut in two. V'hayil loy l'molchay gam mitzad pnim. You have to salt it on the outside of the head, and also on the place where it's cut. K'mer kol chaticha, like all pieces of meat. Aval im haroish loy nikva, if the head was not cut, mutter imum nimlach b'chutz l'chud, it's a mutter if it was only salted on the outside. K'moy shachaticha ava, she'ein tzorach l'kavoya oisa b'shas malicha. A head would be like any thick piece of meat, and if it's not cut open, you should be able to salt it just on the outside. You do not have to cut a thick piece of meat in half. K'moy shekasev b'beis Yosef b'simanayin alef. So we see from here that the Taz learns that everyone holds, including the Mordechai, that a thick piece of meat does not have to be cut in half. The only problem is, the Taz continues, Ela d'tzarech linkoy v'se'etzem, you have to make a hole in the skull, mishum ha-moyach, v'krumov, because the brains have a membrane around it, which will stop the blood, so you have to cut open the membrane and the skull in order to let the blood from the brains out of the head. In order that there should be a place for the dam to flow out. We'll learn more about this in Siman Ayin Aleph. But the main thing we see over here from the Taz is that even a thick piece of meat, the Mordechai would hold, it does not have to be cut open. And therefore the Taz learns in the Mordechai that it's talking about a case where the head was cut in half. So, Lamaisa, we see in the Mordechai that the Mordechai holds that a thick piece of meat does have to be cut in half. Not like the Rashba. The Rashba holds that a thick piece of meat does not have to be cut in half. The Shach brings the Mordechai that it does have to be cut in half. So the Gilyan Mashah brings the Beis Yaakov, who lived in the time of the Taz, and he wrote a letter to the Taz that the Mordechai holds that it does have to be cut in half, and the Taz answered him that he's right. After he looked inside, he sees that that's what the Mordechai held, that it has to be cut in half, but since l'maisa is no difference l'halacha, he didn't change what he wrote in the Taz. According to the Mordechai, we're talking about a case where you salted the whole head, But since it has to be cut in half, it's like it's salted on one side. Now let's go on to the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh oisim afilu b'dyebed. There are those that forbid the meat that was salted on one side, even b'dyebed. V'hachi nog. This is the accepted way to do. Im loylet soyrech. If there's no necessity, meaning it's not a hefsam ruba, like the Taz says. The Taz in your Dalet says, Avol behefsam ruba mutter mitzad echad. And a hefsam ruba, it's mutter if it was salted on one side. Now we'll see in a minute that this is talking about where it was cooked. If the meat was salted on one side and cooked, in a hefsam ruba, we can eat the meat, since there's nothing you can do now. Okay, so what about in a case where not all of the piece was covered with salt? So the Taz in your Dalet continues, V'nira Pashit, the kol shekein im nimlach mishnei tzadim, if it was salted on both sides, ela deloy nispashit hamelach b'chol mokim. The salt did not cover every inch of the piece of meat or chicken. The mutter, it's mutter, sharei b'isir v'heter ha'aruch, klav aleph kosev, and isir v'heter ha'aruch, he writes, b'zer lahater b'diyebet, v'b'klav zayin pasak li'isir, v'loy nimlach mishnei tzadim. We see that the Issur v'heter ha'aruch was more makel by a case where not every inch was covered than in a case of salting on both sides. So therefore, if not every single inch was covered, it's mutter. V'chein b'divri v'ashal perukol ha'bosar simen pei gimel mashma, the zekil yoser, that salting, that not covering every inch is more lenient than salting on both sides. Al-kein nivra d'b'loi nimlach m'kol mokoim mutter d'eved afilu b'loi hefsim ruba. The Taz says that if not every inch of the meat was covered, it's mutter even if there's no hefsin ruba. Similarly, the Shach and Sifkot Nechav says, V'yesh oisim afilu b'diyebed, koi nami ha'resha, sha'af b'diyebed tzorch shelo yishayim mokam b'lim melech, kodemuchach b'toris chatez shom soif din zayin, ayin shom, v'doik, that the Shach learns that there are maholes that it's the same, that both salting on one side and not covering every inch of the piece with salt has the same din, and therefore would only be mutter and have some ruba. V'gam divir mashal perukol abasa sham, nirin kain. V'chotzer boi mimashakasa v'yisir v'heter ha'aruch shaloi, d'chum yisirahu. The mashal wrote on the Shari Dua something called the Issur v'heter, different than the Issur v'heter ha'aruch, which is from one of the Rishonim. Over there he says it's only chuma. It seems to be machlekes between the Shach and Taz, exactly what the mashal holds. In Simen Pei Gimel, because the Taz said in Simen Pei Gimel, from the Mashal we see that it's more lenient, and over here the Shach is saying that he holds like the Ramah, that there's no difference. The Shach continues, Achen Habach, Pasak Lachalek Bekach, that there's a difference between salting on one side and not salting every single inch. V'yase me'isse v'heter oroch, the way is from the Issur v'heter oroch, like the Taz brought. V'yase me'isse v'heter oroch nochayna, and the way that he brings from Issur v'heter oroch is correct. This is the Issur v'heter ha'aruch that the Taz brought. V'chein noyegen ha'olam shein medakdekem b'chach. He says this seems to be the common practice, is that people are not so careful with this. Now let's go on to the difficult part of the sif. The Ramah says, v'davke im kvar nispashal kach. This is only what we said above. We'll see soon exactly what this is going on. What we said above is only if it's already cooked. Aval even lo yinisbashel adayin, if the meat was not yet cooked, lo yivashlenu kach, it should not be cooked. Ela im hu toich yud beis shoyis shen nimlach yachzeb yimlach tzad asheni shalay nimlach adayin yivashlenu achakach. If it's within 12 hours of the salting, then you should salt the other side first yom alicha, and then you could go and cook it. V'im hu achar yud beis shoyis, if it's after 12 hours. As it's lenu, then you should roast it. The nua mishav shoyiv, because fire draws out the blood. V'en hatzad shenimlach kvar b'leya mitzad shaloi nimlach. What's the problem here? The problem is that we have half the meat was, part of the meat was salted and part of it was not. So we're afraid that the part of the meat that was salted will be b'leya from the part of the meat that's being salted now. So if it's within 12 hours, since the seer is coming out, we say that even if it's boleya, I did the yiflit seer, yiflit mashabola. But since after 12 hours, there are those that say that there's no seer coming out, therefore it will be boleya. So therefore the Ramah says you have to roast it. And the roasting draws the blood towards it, and the blood won't go into the other side. So now let's see Shach Chaf Aleph. V'dafka im kvanis bashal kach. He's coming to explain to Amor, when the Amor says, V'dafka im kvanis bashal kach. When do we have a difference of cooked or not cooked? Kolaymar, hodo osir b'di evid ve'in li takana, this that it's osir. B'di evid, and there's no takana, meaning what? In which case is it osir b'di evid, and there's nothing, no takana? In a case where there's no hefsid meruba. Dafkan im nis bashal kach. If there's no hefsid meruba, then the Ramah is machalik between 12 hours and not 12 hours. You can see this pshat in the Machsa Shekel, and the Yad Yehuda also says the same way. Again, the Shach means that the Ramah wants to be machalik between cooked and not cooked in a case where the asur b'di evid ve'en l'takana, means in a case where there's no hefsid meruba. Aval et tzorech, dahenu b'makam hefsid meruba, but if there is a hefsid meruba, ukahai gavna, yachsir v'yimlach tzad ha'sheni toich ma'is leis. You could even go and re-salt the meat up to 24 hours. And if there's a hefsid meruba, I could salt the meat up to 24 hours. When it's the Ramah speaking about, the Ramah speaking about a case where there's no hefsid meruba. So if there's no hefsid meruba, then up to 12 hours I have to salt it, and after the 12 hours I can roast it. The Rav Shach holds, and it's hard to say that since you can roast it, that's not called in hefsid meruba. The Shach holds that there are cases that the fact that I would have to roast it would be a hefsid meruba. For example, in a case where you're supposed to serve roast chicken and cooked chicken, for example in a wedding, and if all you serve is roast chicken, you could lose business if cooked chicken was ordered. So in this such a case, roasting, the fact that I would have to roast all the chicken, if the chicken was, let's say, only salted on one side, such a case would be a hefsid meruba. So therefore, the Shach holds that if it's a hefsid meruba, up to 24 hours, I can go and re-salt the meat. But if there's no hefsid meruba, I can only re-salt the meat up till 12 hours, and after 12 hours, I have to roast the meat. That's the explanation of Shach Chaf Aleph. The next topic, Shach Chaf Beis. Elaim hu toich yud beis joyz, sha'oz kivin sha'poilat the adayin seer, poilat mashubaleam et sad hasheni, up till 12 hours, as we explained, since seer is coming out, it will carry with it the blood. Venire, the mayre kishalei hudach adayin. The Shach explains that we're talking about a case where it was not yet washed. Avlam hudach acham lichasei, if it's washed after it's finished being salted, miyad nistamin nikve ha'pleita. The veins close, v'le mahani malicha acharkach, and therefore you cannot go and salt the meat. Komashu kazaf to lachamon siman ayin sivkot chavav v'sivkot lamidva zayin chen kasev abach. So therefore, I cannot re-salt the meat. So what would I have to do? I would have to roast the chicken. I would have no choice but to roast it, since I cannot salt the meat. If it was washed and not yet cooked, I would have to roast the meat. So now let's see the Taz Tesvav, who argues on the Shach on a few points. The Taz says, Toich yud beis joyz, sha'oz poilet ha'boser tzir, u'memele le'bola me'atzad ha'sheni. It's a difference than the Shach. The Shach said that since the tzir is coming out, it will take with it the blood that's absorbed. The Taz is learning over here that since the tzir is coming out, it won't get absorbed at all. Aydi di'if le'tzir le'bola dam. Aval achakach yesh lochush, sh'yachzev yivla ha'tzad sh'niflat me'atzad sh'loi niflat adayin. After 12 hours, we have to be worried that that side that was salted will be boleh from the side that was not yet salted. Even though in Siman Ayin, we'll see that the Ramah holds that in Hefsa Meruba, Tzir comes out for up to 24 hours. Over here, since I could roast it, it's not called a hefsid meruba. The Taz argues on the Shach. The Taz holds that it's not that since I could roast it, that's not called a hefsid meruba, and therefore up till 12 hours, I can re-salt it, and after 12 hours, I have to roast it. Because of Meir B'chami Zal, the Hainu Dafka called Shaloi Huda Chabasar Acha Shenimach Mitzad Echad. This is Dafka that the meat was not washed. Avlim Hudach LeMahani Sum Alichas Tzad Hasheni. If it's washed, you can't salt the second side, the Shema Yivla Hatzad Shenimlach Kvar Min Hatzad Hasheni, because maybe the side that was salted will be boleh from the side that's being salted now. V'lei Shayach Be Kabolakach Poltoi Me'achash Ein Le Tzir, and you cannot say Kabolakach Poltoi that the blood will come out with the Tzir, Since the veins are closed, the tzir is not coming out. So now that the Bach is the same as the Shach, that he holds the washing will close the veins. Not everyone agrees that washing will close the veins. Everyone over here agrees that washing won't forbid you to be salted. Since in a hefsed merubah, that means more to anyway, we say that in a hefsed merubah rely on the opinions that hold that all the blood comes out if it's salted on one side. So therefore, even if it's washed, I could go and resalt the other side. That's the second point. The Taz makes one more point. V'temhati al ramod, I have a wonder on the ramod. T'besimen ayin ahay sif alef, gabichal choyles, by the intestines, sheyesham shuman, which has some fats, kosher fats, attached to it, if I salt on the side of the intestines, the intestines do not need salting. So what happens if I salt on the side of the intestines and then I cook it? So the shuman was not salted at all. The shuman wasn't salted on the outside, and the inside where it's attached to the chalchalis also wasn't salted, because all that was salted was the side of the intestines, and therefore it's aser. If we did not cook it yet, you can go and salt this side of the shuman. Even after 12 hours, I can go and salt the side of the shuman. Even though the chacholas has no dam and was salted already, still I could salt the shuman after 12 hours. And we're not afraid that the chalcholes will be absorbed dam from the shuman. Why not? V'atam shein muksa kol kach v'dam. The shuman doesn't have so much blood, and therefore, since it's only a little bit of blood, it won't go into the other side, into the chalcholes. So the Taz says, since over there we say that it only has a little bit of blood, it won't get absorbed, v'kan yesh svor tfei shein muksa tzad sholei nimlach v'dam. Now this meaning, since there are those that hold that salting on one side is enough, so presumably even those that hold that there is dam, there's not so much dam, then therefore in our case also, even after 12 hours you should be able to salt the other side. Why does Ramah say over here that only within 12 hours it could be salted? The Maharai, who makes this differentiation, he holds that even in B'dievet it's Asr if it was cooked, because he holds there's a lot of dam. But since Ramah is paskening that in a Hefsa Muba it's Mutter, because we say there's no dam, so presumably even if there is dam, there's not so much dam. So why can't I salt it after 12 hours? Okay, Nevel HaLocha Kivon the kan yesh kula balav hachi, but the eved yesh lahatu afilo achad yibes choice kamoi b'chacholas. Therefore, over here we can the Taz holds we can resalt the meat even after 12 hours. What does he mean by even after 12 hours? He means even after 24 hours, because b'chacholas the din is that I can resalt the meat even after 24 hours. So if he's comparing our case to the case of chacholas, just like over there, it's mutter to resalt after 24 hours, because we say one side doesn't get absorbed from the other side, so it doesn't make a difference how much time passed. So in our case also, according to the Taz, the din should be I can always resalt the meat, because since it's not so much dam, we'll say that the side that was salted will not absorb from the side that is being salted now. So the B'Kivega argues on this Taz. The B'Kivega holds that's true that in a Hefsa Meruba we rely on the opinions that salting on one side helps and takes out all the blood. But those opinions that hold that salting on one side does not help, they hold that there is a lot of blood left, and therefore the side that was already salted will be absorbed from the side that's being salted now. That's Sif Dalad. Let's just quickly go through Sif Hay and Vav. Sif Hay says in the Mechaber, Acha shenimlecha hachaticha im chatach mimena in soch lachzer v'lamleach mokam hachatach. after a piece of meat is salted, for shir malicha, and it's cut, you do not have to re-salt it. This is coming to exclude the Rambam. The Rambam holds that even after shir malicha, there's still some blood in the inside of the meat. We'll talk about this more in Sifri Tes. Therefore, the Rambam holds that one has to do chalita, meaning you have to put the piece of meat into boiling water for a few seconds, and then you can take it out. This, by putting it directly into boiling water, it will harden the blood inside and will no longer come out through cooking. So we see, according to the Rambam, that salt only takes out the blood on the surface. So the question really is, on the Mechaber, why in Siftet Yutes he says, one should lechatchila follow the Rambam, over here he's not worried about the Rambam. So the Primer Gadim says that perhaps the Rambam agrees that you can cut the meat before you do chalita. Sifrov, shir shehiya b'melach, eina pachas mikadei hilach mil. The shir that you have to leave the salt on for is not less than from the amount it takes to walk a mil, which is approximately a kilometer. Shehu kadei shlishis shah b'kiruv, which is close to a third of an hour, which Taz Shach says is 2 minutes less than a third of an hour, which is 20 minutes, 2 minutes less is 18 minutes. That's the shita of the Mechaber. I brought the other opinions in the shir of how long a mil is. This is very, very pertinent to Hilchas Shabbos, waiting after Shabbos, Hilchas Kriyashma, many other things in Shas. We brought the basic shitas in the shir. The Ramah says, V'al zeh yesh lismach b'di'eved, v'afilu lechatchila lechavid orchem lechatzorach Shabbos. You can be semach in this b'di'eved, or even lechatchila if you have guests coming, or for Shabbos. Aval b'lav hochi, ha-minig lehashois b'malicha shir shah b'ein l'shanes. And if there's no tzorach, one should leave the salt on for an hour. Pesach Tshuva says that what's called orchem, so he brings the seilus and mincha, that orchem is only bali Torah, meisim toivim or aniyim, talmid chachamim that need, or poor people that have nothing to eat, or rich people that have no place to stay, they're out of town, but not people that are just invited guests. That's the Teres HaAshem, but the Seilus and Mincha holds that Tachatchila, one should not invite guests if he knows that he's going to have to rely on salting for less than an hour. But if the guests are already invited, and one's in a crunch, one can salt the meat for less than an hour.